Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Now, when you fall in love, you think of a few things.
Yep.
What comes to mind?
When you fall in love, compatibility.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Yeah, tick. Well done. One more.
The future, your kids.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that you'll think about now that I think about it. But one of them might be your name.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, yeah. And you're thinking, okay, does my name fit with that last name?
I wanted to keep my maiden name. I liked my maiden name.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the idea of my kids and I all having the same surname.
Yes, of course. So you, what were...
Rogerson.
Rogerson. So you went to Jones.
Yep.
Was Rogerson. Beck Rogerson.
Yep.
Beck Jones. Look, I'm going to be... You might not like this. I like Jones.
Just because you
Beck
know
Jones.
It. Yeah, but easy. That's the problem.
Rogerson is a bit... Rogerson. Ugh.
It was Rebecca Rogerson. It was a nice alliteration.
Yeah. Don't like it. Mix it up. Put a J in there.
Did.
I could be biased. Jazeel.
Totally.
Hey, anyway.
What was your maiden name, Jazeel?
I want to know, what's your unique name? There's a story out of Lily Lily.
Her name's Lily Lily?
Lily Lily.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, basically, they were school teachers, and she quite fancied the PE teacher.
Ah, yeah.
But then she thought about it. She's like, I can't ever date that person. His last name's Lily. My first name's Lily. It won't work. So she tried to avoid it for a long time.
Yeah.
And eventually she caved. She's like, he's a good-looking guy.
He's nice.
He's smooth. So
is this in the article or you've just assumed
Look, I'm ad-libbing.
Taking some creative, what's it called?
She thought, mm-mm-mm. Anyway, so she said yes to a date finally.
Creative license, that's what I was thinking of.
She thought, where's this going to go? The chances are he's probably nice on surface level, but deep down he's a horrible man. Turns out he wasn't. He was a great guy deep down.
And she married him.
5 years later, I mean, they've been married for 5 years, so probably more than that later. But now she obviously took his name, so her name is Lily Lily.
In that situation.
Would you take the other name?
Yeah.
She didn't.
Just
she
like,
chose...
why not? Do you know I've got an old family friend whose name is Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly.
And they married someone with the surname Kelly.
Spelled differently?
Nope.
Exactly the same.
Her name is Kelly Kelly.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Like it happens more than you think.
Oh, I know a friend, and a lot of people listening will know them as well. His name was Alvin Tan.
Yeah.
Okay. And then a friend of mine married him, and her name was Summer. So her name is now Summer Tan.
I like that.
It's brilliant.
Summer Tan, yes.
I mean, was that the reason they got married? I don't know. Maybe.
Could have been. Could have been a bit of a joke. Hilarious.
But I want to know, I want to hear from you, 9313-0985. Do you have a unique name? Is it, you know, same name first and second? Is it, does it roll together like Summer Tan?
Yep.
I don't know.
Now,
what
we don't
else
want ones
be.
Where it's like, my name's Jazeel and that's not common. We want it where,
okay,
where your first and your last name make it a funny name, or you've got the same first and last name, something like that.
There's got to be a story to it. Give us a call, 9313-0985. You think it's more common than what we think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's going to be pretty rare.
We both know someone with a unique name.
True. Okay. You got me. And we've got Maria on the phone. Maria, what's the unusual name?
Oh, it's Charles Darwin. It's my friend's husband who's Darwin, and they decided to name his their son as Charles.
Just because of that? They thought...
Or they didn't realize?
No, they know. They know. Of course, they knew. So, his name is Charles.
They purposely did it. That's hilarious.
Oh, brilliant.
Maria, thank you so much for the call.
This text came through. My line manager grew up with a friend called Crystal Leah, middle name Shanda.
Oh, no.
Is that right, Maren? That's just mean. That's just mean from the parents, Crystal Chandelier.
It's so good. My teacher, very unfortunate, not first or last name, but her last name was Wedgie. No, I know. It's very unfortunate. She was a very grumpy lady.
Maybe she was...
Because... Possibly.
Right.
But as a kid, it didn't even click. It wasn't until I went out of her class and was like, I called her Mrs. Widgie for a full year.
And you didn't even realise.
Never realised.
Hilarious.
I know.
Got a text through. My mate's dad's name was Neil Down.
No.
I'm just reading the text.
It's actually kind of cool. We've got Simon on the phone. Simon, what's the unique name?
Yeah, right. So my surname's not unique, it's Beach. My wife's surname is as common as Smith or Jones in Mexico. It's Martinez. But we decided when we got married that when if we had kids that we'd give our kids both surnames. So my kids' surnames are Beach Martinez. And as far as we can tell, I've done a lot of Googling, and as far as I can tell, they're the only two in the world that have that surname. So
that's cool.
And it sounds like they're going to be famous. Like, you know, some people's names, you hear it and you're like, they're going to be on stage.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Beach Martinez.
Yeah, and Beach Martinez. And it goes with their first name as well, which I won't mention, but
fair enough.
It just rolls off the tongue.
That sounds really awesome.
I can't wait to be cheering them on when they're leading a government or singing a song. Either way, everyone's going to know their name, Simon.
Another Simon texted through. As honest as I sit here, went to primary school with a kid whose name was Little Jack. And yes, his family name was Horner.
No. Like the nursery rhyme.
Yes. Little Jack Horner sat in the corner.
No.
Come on. Although that says that was from Owen. And I love this one from Jackie. She said, so I work with people with disabilities and I was getting married. So I told my clients I was going to be Jackie McQueen. The client could only say the Queen instead of McQueen. So I'm now Jackie the Queen. And it suits me.
It suits me. Of course it does. They might be listening as well because I know they do like the show. There's a family in Mandra. And this lady called her kids after flowers.
Yep.
So in the family, they've got Lily, they've got Daisy, and they've got Poppy. All flowers.
Yeah.
Is it not? Well, you're saying that as if that's like lots of people do it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Floral names are beautiful.
But a whole family.
Yeah,
it's
why
incredible.
Not?
I'm not saying it's bad.
What's your problem, Giselle?
I'm saying it, how cool it is and unique. back in New Zealand.
Have all your names got a theme? Are they all biblical?
No. It just so happened that this first one was.
Yep.
But no, there's no theme.
What about you growing up, though?
No, mixed. Some of them are made up. Some of them are biblical in my family.
Just made up?
No, it's biblical.
I know. Just sounds made up.
I went to church with a couple in New Zealand, and his name was Toe, and her name was Two. Two and Toe.
Is that their first names?
Yeah.
Two Toe.
Two and Toe.
Can we go back to your family?
Oh,
and how
sure.
You said some of them were made up. I'm now intrigued. What are one of the made up names?
I don't know which ones are the made up ones. They'll be one of the top
They
four.
Are your family. You
I know,
should know this.
There is nine of them, Rebecca.
You should still know which of your siblings have real and made up names.
I'll start listing them and then you tell me which ones are made up. Okay.
Yeah.
So you got Annalisa. No.
Annalisa.
Annalisa.
Anna.
Yeah, Anna. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Annalisa. So,
yeah.
Bit of a play.
Be.
Yeah. Then there's Diane. Now, I think that's a...
Because Tian is...
I think that's actually an ancient, like, either Danish name or Dutch name. Or there's a heritage.
Right.
I think the one they made up was Cleon.
No, I know a Cleon.
Do you?
Yeah.
Cleon.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Then there's Cabrini.
That's not real. That's not a real name.
Marissa, which is pretty standard.
Yeah.
Giselle. Asa, which is biblical.
Yeah.
Then Hermina, which is actually...
Is this Dutch?
Dutch, yes.
Yeah.
And then there's Charvet.
Made
which,
up.
No, I don't think that one is made up either.
It's made up.
It's all right. Be. So you go with Cabrini and Charvet.
Yeah.
Both made up.
I think they are made up names. I will stand corrected, however, if someone listening has that name.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.